T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get more at 971talk.com. The Mark Cox Morning Show. It's Decision 2020.
Who the hell wants to change what we're doing now?
Our friend Cassie Smedley with us this morning from the RNC, and just listening to Sarah Sanders there talking about the president's response to coronavirus. Cassie, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Great to be with you.
Absolutely. Just earlier this morning, Denise and Tricia and I were discussing how suddenly it's coronavirus panic again. And not surprisingly, every time the media needs to change the narrative, this is what they default to. When the key here is really got the focus has got to be on hospitalizations and deaths, right, and not the result of more testing.
Couldn't agree more. And in fact, those are two key stats that the media likes to gloss over if they think to include them at all, is that, yes, the number of positive cases has gone up, but the death rate keeps going down. And that, in fact, I was reading a piece two nights ago from a hospital administrator who said, yeah, these are the levels that we keep our ICUs at. This is actually a little lower than where we were year over year. So this idea that hospitals, oh, are full and overflowing, it's just simply not the case. Yes, they're full, but we need to keep them full. That's part of how we do business. That's part of how we stay in business.
Yeah.
So, of course, the media is just neglecting to include that, trying to incite panic again. And it's coming at harm to these small businesses, which I believe it was Dana Perino last night made the excellent and unfortunate point that they were all ready to be able to open this weekend. I think this was in New Jersey, bought food, bought supplies, and then, oh, no, you're not going to get to open again. So now, again, they've lost all of this money that they were really hoping to finally be able to get back in business and utilize. It's the government, or I should say these local governments, who continue to, and something you and I have talked about a lot on this show, enjoy their power over the people, is really harming the American people.
Yeah, well put. Cassie Smedley, my guest this morning. I watched a CBS This Morning interview last week, a live shot with Janet Shamley, and I know her. She used to be a reporter in Chicago, standing outside of an ER somewhere in Texas, claiming that they were at almost 100%. And what Janet didn't happen to mention is that only about 20% of those cases, maybe 24%, were COVID-related, and the rest of them weren't. But if you just watched that story and walked away from it, you would be convinced that they were overwhelmed in Texas again, and it's just not the case. Some of those were heart attacks. Some of them were, you know, there were a variety of things going on there. Let me ask your opinion real quick on what's going on in Jacksonville. Are there politics at play down there when the Duval County folks have come out and now put some sort of a mask requirement in place?
You know, we're glad that we've got a great relationship with the mayor in Jacksonville and then also with the governor and the state. And so while they are saying that this is what they want to do right now, maybe that'll continue to be in place 2 months from now, which seems like a lifetime in today's terms. But far different from what we saw with the governor in North Carolina, we are glad to have the relationship we do with the local officials in Jacksonville and in Florida. And so it doesn't feel political like it did in North Carolina. This just feels like an assessment that they're making for their community right now. We'll comply with whatever the CDC recommendations are at the time and whatever the request is of the local officials on the ground. But it does feel very different from what we were dealing with in North Carolina, where we had a governor who seemed like he was making decisions to try and prevent us from hosting our convention, whereas in Florida, this seems like preventative measures so that it doesn't get out of control.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Cassie, I'm down to about a minute and a half here, but I know the president's heading up to Mount Rushmore. The Democrats have tried desperately to politicize this.
My gosh, what won't they politicize? I love the governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, who says, this will not be a socially distanced event. You're not touching Mount Rushmore. We're going to celebrate our country. And I think that's a big reason why the president said, I'm on my way, because a lot of people want to see that, especially this July 4th weekend, a time for our country to come together and celebrate what's good. And there is so much that is good in our country. And the DNC, I'm going to graciously call it a short-sighted tweet that they thought better of and deleted. But yes, they would never give us the same courtesy. So this was an incredibly offensive tweet where they tried to say that any gathering of Republicans together to support the president must be in favor of white supremacy, and made it sound like Mount Rushmore itself is a symbol of white supremacy. It just shows how far the left has gone and is willing to go to try and perpetuate their narrative. And unfortunately, there aren't enough responsible journalists today to question that and counter that and push back. And certainly none of them are asking Joe Biden about it during his, quote, press conference yesterday.
That was embarrassing. Cassie, I'm out of time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Have a great week.
You bet. Cassie Smedley with the RNC there, at CM Smedley on Twitter.
Get more at 971talk.com.